NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff finds a unique opportunity in the Hunger Games for biology, physics, and technology teachers to use a film to explore science.
Perhaps the most popular piece of young adult fiction since the Harry Potter series, Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Games, has been adapted for the screen and stars Jennifer Lawrence, as Katniss Everdeen, and Josh Hutcherson as Peeta Mellark. This is the first installment of what will certainly be a series of films set in Panem, a post-apocalyptic version of North America. 12 districts, known only by their number, are subject to the capital, the only part of Panem with advanced technology. Each district must select a teenage boy and girl for the annual fight to the death known as the Hunger Games. This event is shown on television across Panem as a reminder of the capital's power over all the 12 districts.
You want to see what I got you today? It's a Mockingjay pin. As long as you have it, nothing bad will happen to you. I promise.
Welcome and happy Hunger Games!
I just love that. Ladies first. I volunteer as tribute!
Katniss Everdeen is from District 12, which provides coal for the rest of the country, and appears to be Appalachia. Katniss saves her family from starvation after her father dies in a mining accident by learning to hunt just outside the border of the district. She hunts with a young man named Gale and trades meat on the black market. Katniss volunteers to be the tribute from District 12 when her younger sister's name is drawn in the ceremony called the Reaping. District 12's male tribute is the baker's son, Peeta, whose main skills seem to be cake decorating and sensing what the public wants. The film version of The Hunger Games is a faithful adaptation, though some of the details about the unusual animals appear only in the book. There are good elements in the film for biology, physical science, and physics teachers to use in the classroom. The capital uses a couple of genetically engineered animals to keep the districts in line. We first learn about mockingjays, descendants of mockingbirds manipulated to be able to recall and repeat what they hear people say. In their current form, mockingjays simply repeat short sequences of notes they hear. Katniss is able to use this to communicate with an ally in the midst of the Hunger Games. Another engineered creature is much more immediately dangerous. Trackerjackers are a particularly aggressive wasp with hallucinogenic venom and the ability to home in on specific people. While both of these abilities might seem far-fetched, real wasps and hornets use pheromones to communicate when attacking prey and defending their own nest, and the venom of some reptiles is known to cause hallucinations. Katniss and Peeta are taken from District 12 to the capital on a train that can travel at over 200 miles an hour and appears to hover over the tracks rather than running on wheels. This looks a lot like a magnetically levitated, or maglev, train, a technology that currently exists, though only a few trains are currently serving the public at this time. The idea behind maglev technology is to use the repulsion of like magnetic poles to hold the train up off the track, and also to propel the train forward. This virtually eliminates friction between the train and the track, so wind resistance becomes the dominant factor. One technical challenge facing maglev trains is that the electromagnets strong enough to hold up a train require a lot of energy. If high-temperature superconductors can be developed, this has the potential to reduce the energy costs of maglev systems dramatically. Katniss developed her archery expertise while hunting with a bow and arrows in District 12. Once she obtains a bow in the Hunger Games, she becomes a much more dangerous competitor. A bow stores elastic potential energy in bending when the archer pulls the string back. When the string is released, the elastic potential energy is transferred to the arrow, giving it kinetic energy. It would be an interesting challenge to ask a high school physics class to estimate the maximum speed Katniss's arrows could leave her bow. I would approach this question by figuring out how much elastic potential energy is stored in the bow, and then how fast an arrow would be going if it had that same amount of kinetic energy. Now, this will significantly overestimate how fast the arrow would actually be going, because it assumes 100% efficiency of the transfer of energy from the bow to the arrow, but it's still a worthwhile calculation. Here's some data to get you started. Assume the arrow has a mass of 35 grams, and it takes 200 newtons of force to draw the arrow back, 0.75 meters. Check out the online version of this column for the calculation. The immense popularity of both the book and movie versions of The Hunger Games is a rare opportunity for science teachers to take advantage of biology, technology, and physics topics presented in the story.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.
We could do it, you know. Take off, live in the woods.
They'd catch us.
Well, maybe not.
We wouldn't make it 5 miles.